Hey, are you planning to do some traveling this summer? You'll want to hear from our first guest. Hi, Larry Mueller here. Our guest is Carrie Mulliken. She is president of Bon Voyage World Travel Experts in Waterford and Union Grove. She's with us from the Dominican Republic today and with us to talk about travel and answer your travel questions, and I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, or you could send us an email to ideas@wpr.org. Again, we'd love to hear from you. Carrie Mulliken, welcome. How's your trip to the Caribbean?
Good morning. It's absolutely wonderful. Beautiful day, palm trees swaying, wonderful beach. So I'm at Secrets Cap Cana. Beautiful Secrets.
Oh, man. Did you feel safe traveling this time?
I really did. Yeah, I've traveled a bit. Our team has traveled a bit in the last, say, 5 months. We've successfully had many, many clients travel, and they're thrilled when they've come home and they're rejuvenated again and have gotten to explore a little bit.
Yeah, it's great to be able to get away. There are some countries I would expect that are still off limits to Americans. Which ones?
Absolutely. Yeah, much of Europe is still closed to U.S. citizens. Canada's closed. So primarily, Mexico and the Caribbean, primarily Dominican Republic, which is why I'm here. They don't require advanced COVID testing. A lot of the other Caribbean islands require COVID testing prior to departure. And then, of course, test it again when to get back into the United States.
I was hoping to attend and participate in a golf tournament in Canada, but I'm not going to be able to do that.
No.
Oh, man. Do you foresee them opening up any time in the next few months?
I think that Canada is going to be a little bit longer. I think that there, we'll see other destinations open prior to Canada.
Yeah, Canada is in kind of a bad way on the COVID side, and I think they're behind on their shots, their vaccinations.
Yeah, I've got quite a few colleagues in Canada, and I would agree. I mean, we've all experienced tough times here, but they sure have their share of their own.
Yeah. Do you have any advice for those who want to book travel to these areas? I guess don't do it, huh?
Well, I think you have to, obviously I'm a proponent of working with a travel advisor. I think one that's, educated on what the latest updates are. There's a lot of cruise lines talking about returning to sail within the next month or so. So there'll be some opportunity there, probably more so for vaccinated travelers. And then there's, a lot of great destinations, especially if you're in the Midwest where it's still a bit chilly and a bit on the East where it's a little chillier.
Yeah. Bob in Mesa Mani has a question, I believe. Bob, are you there? Oh, we lost Bob. He had a question about travel restrictions, but maybe he'll come back to us. What areas? So the most popular area is obviously then the Caribbean and Mexico.
They are, just because they're a little bit easier to get to, and depending on your destination, maybe in those winter months you can get some nonstop flights, which certainly reduces your risk, with connections. The airlines right now have a lot of schedule changes happening. So, if you've booked a few months ago, the likelihood that your schedule will be the same at the time of actual travel is pretty rare, unfortunately.
Oh, man. So should we be trying to book now?
I think absolutely. If you kind of sat and did a staycation for a while and you're eager to get going, I think there's going to be so much demand that if you don't book early or you don't start the planning process now, you're really going to miss out later on.
Yeah, I was thinking we have a trip planned for August, but only to Orlando. What's it like on the planes?
They're full. The airline stopped, leaving center seats open kind of in a progressive manner over the last 6 weeks or so. So the planes are full because there's less planes flying. The airlines still have a lot of grounded aircraft, and so it reduces your opportunity to travel. And then when you find planes, especially if they are nonstop, they're generally at full capacity. At least that's been my experience. And I've flown quite a bit in the last few months.
Okay. And what's your take on the precautions that the airlines have made? We've heard a lot about it, but there have been,
sure,
the airlines have stepped up in terms of trying to make things safer, air exchanges and things of that nature, have they not?
Absolutely, yes. And so, of course, you know, masks are mandatory. You know, some of them do serve drinks at minimum. And, of course, then, you know, as you're drinking, you can take your mask off and get a little bit of a breather. But otherwise, they ask that you have those on for the duration of the flight. Typically, upon boarding, they give you, you know, hand out sanitizer and that sort of thing, wipes so that you can wipe down your own seat as well and tray table and that sort of thing.
What suggestions do you have for folks who would like to avoid crowds?
Well, depending on the location, and again, I can speak of Dominican Republic because I happen to be here, but a lot of the governments have limited the capacity percentages for their respective countries. So when you go to some of these resorts, if you're looking to just get some R&R, do a little bit of exploring, know that, example for here, they are, I believe, now up to 80% occupancy. But that's really been increasing slowly through the last weeks. I think when I was here a few months ago, we were at barely 35%. So as they deem it to be safe, as they deem the, you know, the risk to be decreasing, then they will continue to increase the occupancy levels at the resorts.
So what, you know, you're president of Bon Voyage World Travel Experts, and you have offices in Waterford and Union Grove. What does your company offer that somebody who just wants to go on and make a, you know, plan their own trip and just go ahead and do it? What services do you offer?
Sure. So we, you know, had to change our business model a little bit, just like everybody has had to adapt through COVID. We knew that there was going to be some pent-up demand that we would have to address and be able to give the same excellent service we always have. So we came up with some service levels that still allow our guests to choose what they want from us. You know, do they know where they want to go and they just want somebody to dot the I's and cross the T's and make sure everything is good and be their advocate if something goes wrong during flight or something? Then we have that option for them. If somebody wants a little bit more handholding, they really want personal expertise, they want planning, maybe do some tours, we offer that service. So we give our clients a choice, and I think you're going to see that happen progressively through our industry as, you know, people return to travel.
Yeah. As part of your travel, do you lead tours or trips?
I do, as a matter of fact. I was just traveling about 3 weeks ago with 170 passengers. It was a corporate incentive group, and I'm happy to say that everyone returned safely home. They had a fabulous, fabulous time, and they traveled from airports all over the United States.
That sounds great. Carrie Mulligan, I'm just thinking back to some of the tours that I've had a chance to be a part of, and they were always a lot of fun. Carrie Mulligan, our guest today, president of Bon Voyage World Travel Experts. Questions for her about travel and vacations. Where would you like to go? What questions do you have about travel? I hope you'll join in. The number to call is 1-800-642-1234, 1-800-642-1234, or you can email them. The email address is ideas@wpr.org, ideas@wpr.org. I think one of the advantages of working with an organization like yours, and I had this experience twice on different trips where problems occurred during the trip and we were, you know, in danger of, well, losing the flights that we had. And I got a lot of help from the travel agent that I was working with.
Absolutely. I can't tell you how many times, and we have clients that we've rescheduled their trips 4 and 5 times because the vendors, you know, the suppliers weren't operating yet. And there's a lot of paperwork and hold times and just new details that you always have to be aware of because they're constantly evolving. What you knew a week ago is probably different than what's going to be 2 weeks from now. So it's really, really important to work with somebody who has those connections and those, you know, the bit of knowledge to go with the trip. You don't know what you don't know. It's my favorite saying.
Well, I was just, I was thinking about it. The ability just to call someone who knew what they were doing and say, hey, help me, and get that help was, it was just like, oh, man, what a relief. So, well, we have callers online. You can join in again. The number to call 1-800-642-1234 or email us to ideas@wpr.org. Let's turn to Peter in Waterford. Peter, hi. Thank you for calling.
Hi, Larry. I enjoy your show.
Thank you.
And my question is, first of all, a comment. Carrie has done service for my wife when I am traveling, and she does an excellent job, as does her staff. So shout out to Carrie from Waterford. Carrie, I'm wondering, you're at a resort in the Dominican Republic, and my wife and I have been there several times. What is going on with the staff at the resorts? Are they getting vaccinated, or what mitigation procedures does the staff follow?
Sure, sure. So I'm in Cap Cana right now, like I said. And first of all, thank you, Peter. So nice to get that accolade from you. Thank you. So nice for you to call in. But yes, I'm in the heart of the Caribbean right now in Cap Cana, which is on the eastern shore of Dominican Republic. I'm at one of the AM Resorts properties, which happens to be Secret. So this particular property is adults only, but they do have different brands under the family options. And the staff does an excellent job. They get tested every 2 weeks to be sure that they don't have COVID, and they wear masks 24/7, constant sanitizing during dinner, constant walking around to give you hand sanitizer in between your courses during a meal. They've done a fabulous job. I've probably had in the last probably 2 months, over 225 passengers travel, and every one of them has returned COVID-free. They've had a fabulous time and returned on their scheduled flights. So, again, I think, you know, every resort does things just a little bit different. It's good to get the advice of somebody who's familiar with the protocol at that particular resort or destination. But I have only good things to say.
All right, Peter, thank you so much for calling. Appreciate your call. Marsha in Madison, we'll turn to you. Hi, Marsha.
Yes, good morning. I have a question about car rentals. I understand that there's an issue with getting cars in certain airports due to the, they had to kind of dump inventory last year, and now it's hard to get new cars because of the supply chain issues. I recently did rent a car in Portland, Oregon, and I was able to talk to an agent there at the airport. He said it was a little better at his airport than, say, some places like Miami or Orlando. But I noticed the big discrepancy in prices for the same car. It was $950 at one agency and well over $1,300 at another agency for 12 days. I was wondering if you just had any tips or any comments on that situation. And I'm going to take
off. Absolutely. Yeah. Hello. Travel is a supply and demand business. And so when there is little demand, there tends to be lots of supply and the rates tend to be a little bit lower. But as soon as that demand increases, that limits that supply, the rates follow. So planning is key. The earlier that you book, I know when we make car rental reservations for our clients, we'll make the reservation, get the confirmation number, and then we often recheck it numerous times before departure, because if that supply demand calculation kind of changes, then the car cost may increase. And they're locked into the lower rate, or if it decreases, we can rebook it for the lower pricing. So planning is key.
Thanks, Marsha. Appreciate it. And Marie in Waukesha, your turn. Hi, Marie.
Hi. Glad you're talking about travel right now. It's wonderful. My husband and I are going to go to the Galapagos for a month next March and would love any insights or comments. We want to stay on land except for excursions.
Hi, Marie. Galapagos Islands, one of my favorite destinations. I've been there personally. Love to share some information with you. We can give you some destination guides. You find now that there's not much in print that's available. A lot of the suppliers and vendors have kind of stopped that. So we offer some electronic destination guides. And if you wanted to send me an email, I'd be happy to forward that to you and answer any questions you might have. But great choice, great destination.
All right. Thank you very much, Marie, for calling. Appreciate it. Kerry Mulliken, president of Bon Voyage World Travel Experts, offices in Waterford and Union Grove, our guest today. Jill Nadeau, our producer. Tyler Dinner, our engineer. I'm Larry Mueller. You're listening to the Ideas Network. We're taking a look at what you need to know about travel this summer with our guest, Kerry Mulliken, president of Bon Voyage World Travel Experts. Great to have her with us. Questions for her, give a call at 800-642-1234, or you can email us at ideas@wpr.org. Sue in the Shoda has a trip planned to play golf in Iceland and Scotland. It's scheduled for the end of May. Iceland's open to visitors, but she's not sure if Scotland is. Have you heard anything about Scotland?
Hello. Yeah, I think Scotland's going to be a little bit behind. You said that trip was in May, did she, Larry?
Yes.
Yeah.
End of May.
Unfortunately, I don't know. Yeah, that one, that portion of the trip, you know, certainly be in close contact with your supplier on that. Perhaps they'll make some adjustments and maybe include more of Scotland or maybe make another stop in place of or more time in Iceland and maybe change the itinerary to accommodate if they don't have information or availability into Scotland yet. I wish I could give you more promising information on that one, but that one might be a little tough.
Okay. There you go, Sue. Jeanette in Eau Claire, we'll go to you now. Hi, Jeanette.
Hello. Hello.
What can we do for you?
Okay. Hi there, Larry. I am interested in taking a cruise around the Hawaiian Islands in next winter. And what I'm asking about is how rough can that get, because it is in the winter time and because I have motion illness.
Oh, okay. Mm-hmm. What do you think, Kerry?
Hi. Yeah, I think that, you know, there's a couple different options. Typically, if the itineraries return as normal, one would be maybe to leave off the coast of California, and then you're going to have multiple days at sea. The alternative to that would be if you were to fly into Honolulu. Norwegian Cruise Lines offers a nice itinerary that takes you to the different Hawaiian islands. And there's less time at sea on those itineraries, so they tend to be a lot calmer.
Yeah, that's pretty good advice. Something you ought to consider, Jeanette. On those cruises, I mean, all right, if you go out whale watching in a smaller boat, you're going to be bouncing around a little bit. But if you're on a cruise line, you're not going to be. I think it should be okay, don't you, Kerry?
I do. And like I said, I've taken that personally as well. And if you were to do the 7-night Hawaiian Islands cruise with someone like Norwegian Cruise Lines, they've got some great ships there. And you don't have to do that crossing then from California.
Yeah. Steve in Reedstown, it's your turn. Hi, Steve.
Hi, Larry. My question is, let's say you travel to Mexico. And I know my daughter traveled down there, a month ago. And when she was coming back, she had to have a COVID test, and that was fine. And she flew back, and everything worked out great. So if she didn't pass, if she got COVID down there, then what happens to a person? Can they fly back, or do they have to quarantine down there for 14 days before they get back, or how does that get treated?
Hi, Steve. It's a great question. So the resorts that we work with, we've vetted. We know which ones provide on-site COVID testing so that you don't have to go off-site. And then in the event that you were to get a positive test, some of the resorts will quarantine you on-site at no additional charge. Some have a small amount that they would charge. But the key to that is choosing a resort where you can quarantine on-site versus going to a secondary hotel, maybe near an airport or something like that, because the conditions would be very different than what you might be used to. So again, planning is key.
Yeah, there we go, Steve. Thank you. Edie in West Salem, your turn. Hi.
Hi. See, just the last caller, one of the last ones about the motion sickness and stuff out of Hawaii. My husband and I did that the first time we went to Hawaii. We stayed in Waikiki for a week, and then we went to the cruise. And I found with the motion sickness, the best thing is there's an anti-nausea patch you can get from your doctor that you wear behind the ear. And I just wore like a half a patch. You can cut them in half. But if you stay off the elevators on the cruise ship also, it seemed to really help my motion sickness. Just take the stairs as much as possible. And then we did all the fun stuff in Honolulu first, and then the cruise like stayed overnight one night too in Maui and stuff, and we just rented a car in every island and drove ourselves around in the time lot because you're still in the United States. And we found we loved the Kona area on the Big Island the best, and we've been back there 8 times since then. So
wow.
Oh, good for you, Edie. What do you think? Good tips, right, Carrie?
Excellent tips. Absolutely excellent. And, you know, if somebody has some concerns about motion discomfort, we've got a lot of tips as well, in addition to those, that we can try to help with placement on the ship, perhaps, you know, C-bands if you don't want to do the patch behind the ear, although I've heard that those have worked great, and they have for Edie. So we have lots of tips to kind of mitigate that a bit.
And thanks again, Edie, for calling. You can join in, too. Number to call, 1-800-642-1234. Give a call with your questions or email us to ideas@WPR.org. A listener emailed that in years past it was recommended that people traveling to places such as Africa get certain vaccinations in advance. Prior to COVID, we're vaccinations ever required?
Yeah, they were, to destinations. Yeah, I think, you know, when we talk about Galapagos, I think when I went there, I got typhoid vaccination and one or two others. So, yeah, there's always either recommended vaccinations or required vaccinations to a lot of destinations. So, you know, requiring a COVID vaccination is nothing new to the world. It's just maybe more new to the United States.
A listener emailed that they are fully vaccinated. Can they travel to Colombia, South America, to visit a relative who has not vaccinated yet?
So I would refer, you know, we've got a program that we work with that we're able to look at that on a case-by-case basis because, like I said, it's constantly changing. The variables are changing all the time. But you being vaccinated at the moment isn't necessarily a pass to a lot of destinations. They still require the return COVID testing, the same protocols. That will probably change in time. But right now, although, you know, it might be wise to be vaccinated, it's not necessarily a free pass.
Question, somebody was wondering about all-inclusive resorts. What are the... Talk a bit about them. What is the upside and what are the downsides, perhaps, to all-inclusive resorts?
Sure, absolutely. All-inclusive primarily means that your meals, your drinks, your non-motorized water sports, in addition to your accommodations, are included in your upfront package pricing. So there's less out of pocket. It's a more controlled budget because you know what you're going to be spending going into it. And I think that's very much the pro. Often you want to do some research again to make sure that you know, do they have 5 restaurants or do they have 2? Because if you're there for a week, that might change your, your happiness in terms of the resort itself. So I think they're a great way to go. They come in various budgets, various levels of, luxury accommodations. So there's one for everyone.
And what about the environmental? There are some, and I don't know if you've done any of these, but there are some where those who have a strong environmental interest, can visit and experience. Any experiences of yours with those kinds of trips?
Yeah, absolutely. So Hawaii's got a great program right now. There's a lot of countries that have their own version of a give back program, and that might be giving back to the environment. It might be giving back to, help the culture, schools, that sort of thing. And that can be very rewarding to take a day out of your vacation and just feel like you're contributing to the area that you find so beautiful to visit.
Yeah, I think it's something that a lot of people are kind of zeroing in a little bit on. So somebody mentioned cruise lines earlier. What's going on with the cruise lines? Are they back?
Sure. So they're starting to return to sailing. What you'll find, and I think people often forget about this, is we've got a lot of great cruises in our country, perhaps in the spring and summer months with, the Mississippi River, the Columbia and Snake River. So a lot of opportunity if you don't want to do ocean sailing right here in our own country, that maybe you could even drive to the boarding point or the disembarkation point. A lot of the Caribbean sailings, which you're seeing now, is them putting plans in place to depart from countries other than the United States, because then they necessarily don't have to abide by all the CDC requirements. They can do things a little bit different. They're all doing an excellent job at coming up with plans that would be approved plans to safely return to sailing.
Casey in Madison's up next. Casey, hi. Thanks for calling. What's on your mind?
Hi there. Thank you so much for doing your show. I listen to it every week. But very briefly, I just wanted to ask about the responsibility of a travel agent coming on the airwaves and encouraging people to go on trips when we're not quite there yet, especially when we brought up Scotland and the fact that they might not let people into their country at this point. Mainly what I'm just saying is there possibly a better way for travel agencies to encourage people to go plan ahead by 6 months, perhaps, and say, well, in 6 months, I can definitely plan the best trip for you. Sorry, I'm not being super articulate, but that's kind of my question.
Okay. Thanks, Casey. Comment, Carrie.
Yeah, I think, working with somebody that's a travel advisor, part of that role is sitting down and consulting with the traveler to see what their comfort level is. And that's what we do. And that's what a lot of travel advisors also do, because everyone's comfort level is a little bit different. Their vision of what they are expecting to get out of the trip is different. And, our goal at the end of the day is to make sure that, any trip that has our signature on it, so to speak, is successful in terms of the client, that they were pleased with every element of the trip. And sometimes being pleased with the trip is waiting. You have to be flexible to travel right now. You have to know that, not everything is going to be 100% operational, but for certain clients, they're okay with that. They just want the escape, where others would much rather, like planning a European trip, they'd much rather return when they know the villages will be open and the shopping and all of the activities will be open, which wouldn't be the case here in the very, very future. So again, you've heard me say it a few times on this call already, planning is key. So I do agree with her.
Casey, thanks again. Appreciate it. Cindy in Wisconsin Rapids will turn to you now. Hi, Cindy.
Hi there. I would like some information on traveling to the Grill possibly next January or February.
In Jamaica. Okay.
Yes, I just had clients successfully return from Jamaica. They actually flew back on Saturday, had a fabulous, fabulous time. Jamaica is one of those destinations right now that you do have to have an advanced COVID test to enter the country, and there's some certain requirements associated with that. It will be interesting to see as time progresses here. You're talking next year, how that will evolve. We expect all of this to evolve, and again, the importance of just staying with somebody that's really highly connected to give you the information.
So when they typically, and say, get to Jamaica, when would you, how many hours or days would you have to have that test taken before you could go?
Again, that continues to evolve. The sliding scale has been anywhere from within 72 hours, which seems to be more the common denominator. At times, it might be within 5 days. Jamaica is a country that has modified that a bit since the beginning. And so that's important. You know, destinations like Hawaii, you have to go for a COVID test with an approved provider. So not only is it just a regular test, it's an approved provider. Some will accept rapid testing, some require PCR. So there's lots of information to know to get that right so you're not denied boarding at the airport.
So even though, I've had both my shots, I would still, or vaccinations, I would still need to, or anybody else, would still need to be tested before they would fly off.
At this time, that is correct, yes. That's absolutely correct. Again, that will probably evolve in time as more U.S. citizens become vaccinated, but right now, that is the situation.
Yeah. Ticket prices, somebody else wondered about ticket prices. Are they back, airline flights, are those prices back to where they were before the pandemic?
It really depends on the destination. Again, it comes back to that supply and demand. So if you're going to, say, for example, want to go to Florida and it was over spring break, you probably were paying quite a bit of money if you booked maybe 2 months before departure within 8 weeks, or maybe if you had booked 6 or 8 months ago, it would have been less expensive. But the key, again, is if you're going to travel today, you have to be flexible. You have to be okay with, you know, maybe that flight was supposed to leave at 6 o'clock, but now they've had a schedule change that it now leaves at 8 o'clock, because the airlines are working really hard to be profitable. And part of being profitable is changing the aircraft to different markets, or perhaps the number of the capacity on a plane to markets that they think they could generate more revenue. So you have flexibility is the key today if you're going to travel.
Yeah, and I was thinking back to that. I have a car rental coming for Orlando, and I was amazed at how expensive it was compared to past years.
Do check that. You know, there's certain, like, we offer services depending on the tour operator that we're using, where we will do price checks after reservations have been confirmed and be able to get lower pricing for clients as time progresses, so that, you know, you can make the safe decision to plan early so you can take your time off from work for vacation and you can have a plan in place, but know that there might be some elements of that could be flexible as you get closer should a better opportunity arise.
Lynn in Waukesha emailed to ask if the pyramids and Middle East tours will be possible in the next year.
I think so. I do. I think that we'll see Egypt come back. I think there's some strong potential there for sure.
Tanner in Madison, we'll go to you now. Hi, Tanner. Thanks for calling.
Hi, guys. Quick question for your guests. My wife is living in Malaysia currently, and the border is closed and there's no flight. So I'm wondering, does your guest have any idea about Malaysia's travel status in the near future?
I don't have any status updates for you at the moment, just because I've been out of the office for a few days and I haven't looked at that market. But like I said, you know, we work with a tool that gives us requirements. And so as the countries open, you know, we're assured that we're giving our clients accurate information. And I think you'd find that with any, you know, travel advisor. So I would encourage you to reach out, you know, maybe to whomever you've booked your air reservations for in the past, or certainly we're happy to help you and try to give you some guidance as the countries open back up.
Yeah, that's a tough situation. Tanner, good luck. Thank you so much for calling. Are there any deals to be had in the travel industry right now?
Oddly enough, there is. There is. We had some clients call us probably 2-3 weeks ago and said, you know, we've just got a break in our schedule with our jobs and we're able to leave in 3 days. And so we did some scanning after interviewing them to see what it is they were looking for. And we successfully sent them to Florida. They had a fabulous time. I think that their overall budget was about $1,700 for two people. And they had a fabulous, great short getaway for 3-4 days and really enjoyed themselves. So, yes, I think there are some great deals to be had if you could be flexible, not only with the destination, but also your travel dates.
And that's where a service like yours would come in handy, I would think.
Absolutely. You know, often travel agencies, you know, our compensation comes at the back end when someone travels. So you'll start to see travel advisors charge for their services on the front end. But often we save our clients so much more money. And we look forward to forming a relationship that we can help you tour the world as you're, you know, you progress through the age and maybe get more vacation time or choose to retire and just be a partner with you throughout your adventures.
What's your next trip? Where are you going next? Here you are already on a trip, and I'm wondering where you're going next.
Well, Hawaii is definitely on my horizon here, and I have a wonderful summer place in Green Lake, Wisconsin, so I enjoy my summers there. So I may stay a little local for a little bit here, but it's just simply because I love it.
Oh, Carrie, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. I really appreciate it. Hopefully we'll have a chance to visit with you again when we have more places open for people to go and visit. Thank you.
Absolutely wonderful. Wonderful. You're more than welcome. You take care.
Bye-bye. Carrie Mulliken is president of Bon Voyage World Travel Experts. They have offices in Waterford and Union Grove. Fun talking with her about getting away. It's a little dicey and impossible in some areas of the world, but there are many places you can still visit. Well, we're going to switch gears and talk with you about saving for college. I've had some good experiences in saving for daughter Emily's college, and our next guest, I think, has some probably some great advice. Linda Lambert, director, financial capability director for Edvest, our guest next on the Ideas Network.